Author F.J.R. Titchener both tells great stories and is living one. F.J.R. combines horror and humor in her young adult fiction, and she's going to show you how she does that really soon as she joins me here on the show, because her debut young adult novel, called Confessions of the Very First Zombie Slayer That I Know Of, is scheduled for publication next May. By the way, she's also collaborating on a trilogy called The Prospero Chronicles with fellow author Matt Carter, who just happens to be her husband. F.J.R. attended classes here at PCC, graduated with a BA in English from Cal State University at the age of 19, just began querying agents for her novel in July of 2012, and one 3-book deal later. We are going to be talking about that journey. F.J.R., welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
It is great to have you. First of all, on your webpage, you say that this life chose you. You didn't choose it. How did storytelling choose you?
Well, it's the first thing I remember. I remember stories before anything else. I remember them being the center of my life since I was able to pick up a book, since my parents started reading to me. They took me to this co-op sort of thing in a bookstore that's now long gone, of course. Parents reading to the kids reading to the younger kids, and it was the most natural extension in the world to me to start making up stories to tell instead of reading them.
That sounds like an amazing experience, too. When did you first start to write down these stories you made up?
Soon as I could type. I think I was maybe 7 the first time I typed up a terrible, terrible story that my dad printed up and bound for me. He probably still has it somewhere.
From a 7-year-old typing up that story, how did you progress to somebody who's a professional writer? How did your parents nurture your talent?
Well, my dad knew I was a writer before I did. He was always encouraging me to spend as much time as I could possibly need working on it. He is an English teacher, and taught me all of the nuts and bolts of writing, always correcting my grammar, which stuck, so that became natural as well. And I went to college early. Started out thinking I was going to be an actress, actually, but realized that English classes were where I was comfortable, where I belonged, and writing, which has been a compulsion for as long as I can remember, became my active passion and pursuit when I was maybe 17 or 18.
While you were here at PCC, what classes did you take in the writing area that were most helpful to you in honing your craft?
Oh, I wish I could remember the names of them. I know I had actually a script writing class here. I wish I could remember the professor's name. I don't. But it was one of the only creative writing classes I actually got to take within the English major structure. And that was when we got to start swapping things in class and critiquing. And that was some of the most fun that I had here outside of the theater class where I met Matt, obviously.
Tell me about meeting him very briefly, your fellow collaborator.
It was in a music theater class. He was taking it for the first time. I have thanked our friend Lisa many times for talking him into taking it that time. And we were doing a warm-up exercise, and the teacher says, I'm sure Matt will find some way to make a spectacle of himself. And instantly I thought, ooh, which one is Matt?
Well, did he find a way to make a spectacle of himself?
He did indeed, with noises that I can't replicate here. We were doing one of those rhythm games where everybody makes noises.
Did you know at that point that
I knew who he was and that we were going to be close?
You probably never foresaw, though, that you'd be writing something with him in the future.
No, not at first, since obviously meeting in a music theater class, but we bonded over writing really quickly afterwards. I was already writing, still thinking I was going to be an actor, but as I've said, writing's always been a compulsion. I never stopped doing it no matter what I thought I was going to do, and he was writing already, and we started swapping things pretty much right away.
What'd you write together?
Oh, we wrote some short stories together. First, we wrote one called What Arbor Day Means to Me, which was about a group of kids trying to plant a tree, not realizing the zombie apocalypse is happening around them.
Oh, that must have been fun.
It was. It did not get into the anthology we were writing it for, that was Zombie Stories for Every Day of the Year, but it was just such a an experience writing it with him.
How did you come to love Halloween, horror, and zombie stuff?
I've loved Halloween for as long as I can remember, which is odd because I was terrified of horror movies and all sorts of related things when I was little. But I loved playing dress up. I loved the costumes. I loved fall in general. Matt is the one who introduced me to horror, and I did not think it was going to take, but he was very good at a beginner course of horror movies, and very, very quickly I was hooked.
Give me a beginner first lesson in horror movies. If somebody says, no, no, I'm terrified of horror movies, what do you tell them to watch?
Let's see. I think we started with Shaun of the Dead, which, again, begins my zombie horror comedy love, which you can see in the book we're going to talk about. And then there was a lot of the old school Universal monster movies because they're more restrained but are an introduction for a person as they were for the world into horror as it is now.
From loving horror and compulsive writing, how did you first get the idea for Confessions of the Very First Zombie Slayer that I know of?
I wish I could say where it came from exactly. I was driving to work one morning, and Cassie just spoke up in my head clear as day, and most of the first chapter had written itself in my head before I got to work, before I even knew her name. And I can see little bits of all of the influences I've mentioned in it, but it just came out of nowhere fully formed as it was.
Cassie, of course, is your protagonist, Cassie
Yes.
Fremont. Let's do with her, before you read in the next segment, what you do on your blog. Who or what is she going up against in terms of a protagonist versus a villain?
Well, there are the zombies, obviously. There's the fact that the world is falling apart, and it's very easy to fall apart with it. Her main antagonist is that danger of falling apart and giving up. And her main strength is her ability to keep her sense of humor and sense of fun and adventure with the help of her best friend Norman and her other friends in order to keep their sanity as they survive.
And incidentally, Cassie is a teenager.
She is. She's 15 years old. And she's a geek. That's why she survives, why she becomes the first zombie slayer that she knows of, because when she sees a zombie sit up, she knows what to do about it.
And we're going to find out more about that firsthand in just a moment. You and I are listening to author F.J.R. Titchener. Confessions of the Very First Zombie Slayer That I Know Of is her upcoming book to be published in May of 2014. When we come back, I'm going to get her to read from that here on Over Coffee. This is Dot Cannon on LanceyRadio.org.